Texas M&N Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Timberwolves won a third straight game, rallying to take command in a 120-113 win last night at Utah. Anthony Edwards poured in 35 and Julius Randle added 27. Randle says they didn't quit on a second night of a back-to-back.
That's who we've been for a little while now. You know, the thing I like about our team is when we get hit and faced with adversity, we usually respond. We don't point the finger. We just find a way to come together and get the job done. And, you know, that's just who we are. We just got to keep building on that.
The 7-4 Wolves will host Sacramento on Friday. The St. Thomas men's basketball team lost at Washington State last night, 81-71. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell gave an injury update yesterday.
Got some good news on JG, Jonathan Grenard. See how he does throughout the week. He's sore today, but we'll see if he can get some time in this week on the practice field and potentially be available for this Sunday. But I do think we avoided a long-term injury with him. Theo Jackson cleared the concussion protocol this morning, so he should be a full participant and be back this week. Josh Oliver should return to the practice field and work his way up to hopefully giving us some snaps on Sunday.
On Sunday, the Vikings will host the Bears at noon. Gopher head coach PJ Fleck's team is off of its bye week last week and now getting ready for a Friday night game at 6th-ranked Oregon. He says the team needed the week off.
There were three things we talked about. One, we wanted to find a way as best we possibly can to get our guys healthy, mentally, physically, and emotionally. I mean, it's not just the physical piece. When you get to November, it's the mental piece. It's the emotional piece. There's a lot of demand on student athletes from a lot of different areas. So I thought we were able to accomplish that too. It was kind of a process audit, looking at what we do and how we do it, like we do every bye week, but really diving into that and giving it the audit that it deserves. And then three, just respond and have a really good week of practice.
Friday's game will kick off at 8:00. This is M&N Sports.